We are learning Masechtas Erev in Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots on top of the Amud. Continuing the Shaila in our Mishnah, where someone left his house in order to go to the next city, and then someone said he should go back, it's not a good time to go. And according to Rav Yehuda, it says that the guy who left, he said also, Shisosim HaKomplaini, and it's a good Erev because he's an Ani. And Rav Meir says that he's considered an Ashir, and therefore Areza Chamar Gamal, which is usually the Lashon for Safek. So the Gemara's kasha is, that why does it use Lashon Chamar Gomel over here, if we know that every time there's a Safek Erev, it's a Chamar Gomel? Zok the Gemara, Rameya, Imre Kol Shiyochel Arev, Altanina Chadazim, we already learned in the Mishnah, in the third parak, it says a Safek, there was a Safek there when the Erev got eaten up, or when did it become Tame? It says, Rameya, Rav Yehuda, Imrim, Areza Chamar Gomel. The Loch is, it's a Chamar Gomel, which means that it's a Safek. If the Erev is an Erev, so Yeshvis is over there. If the Erev is not an Erev, Yeshvis is in the city, and therefore you only go between the Erev and the city because everywhere else is a Safek. So here also, what do you have to repeat the Chamar Gomel? Let him just say, it's a Safek. We know Safek is Chamar Gomel. And the Teretz is very poshut. Omer Rav Sheshes, Loit Heimet Taimed Rameya, Safek Erev, Safek Lai Erev, who'd have a Chamar Gomel. You would have said that the only time for a mayor, this idea of Chamar Gomel is only when it's a Safek Erev. For example, if it's a Safek, it was eaten ben Hashmashas or not. Aval Vadai Lo Erev, but in a case where it's for sure not an Erev, you would never say Lo Have a Chamar Gomel. You wouldn't say Chamar Gomel. You would say you get your original Shvisa. But now our Mishnah is telling us that Afilo Vadai Lo Erev, even here where it's for sure not an Erev, why? Because he's considered an Asher, and therefore when you say Shvisasa Ma Complaini, it doesn't work. You still have a Chamar Gomel. The Hachav Vadla Erev, because in this case you're an Asher, you're sure to make an Erev, you're a Chamar Gomel. So what the Gemara is saying is Pasha, that here Ramei is saying a much bigger Chiddush. Here the case was, he wanted to go with Derech, and he wanted to say, Shvasim HaKomplaini. So we say, since he's considered an Asher, it does not work. So here for sure doesn't work the Erev. So when the Erev for sure doesn't work, it's not a Safek. So there you would say maybe he gets the Shvisa of his original city, like Rav Yehuda Taka holds, every Asher is like that. Like it's Mavuyan HaMishnah, every Asher gets his Shvisa of a city. Here, Rav Meir is telling us when you say that, you become a Chamar Gomel. And what's the reason? Because you are telling everyone, I don't want my Shvisa in the city, I want my Shvisa in that spot. Actually, it doesn't work, so you made a mistake, but you lose your Shvisa now of your city, and all you retain is the 2,000 amas between the city and the makam I wanted to make an Erev, because that's the place I wanted to have a Shvisa. So those 2,000 amas I wanted. So all you left is just those 2,000 amas. See, that's why you call the Chamar Gomel. So the kasha was that it's like every Safek. Here it says, this is not a Safek. Here it's a Vadei le'Erev, and still the Lach is Chamar Gomel. Why? Because you said, I don't want my Erev on my city, and I only want the Erev there. It didn't work. So you lose your shvisa of your city, and you don't have 2,000 amas in the other direction. Now Rashi speaks out that even though we had a Mishnah before, that let's say an Erev is eaten up before Ben Hashmashas. The halacha is, it's not a good Erev. And Pashas Deis Mashma, you get the shvisa of your city. So he's asking, what's pshat? So he says, that's Taka, all according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey says, that Nechal Ruven Boid Yoyim, the halacha is, Ein Erev. It says Safek Ramei Yehuda Imrim Reza Chamar Gomel. He's saying the ratio of that Mishnah is going not Fira Meir, only Fira Yehuda. Because the Fira Meir, if you try to make an Erev, it's eaten before Shabbos. It's also Chamar Gomel. Why? Because I said I don't want my city. The streets of my city. So that's why that Mishnah will be only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rashi speaks out over here. Okay, Ad Kan the sugya of someone who left and losing a shvisa. Now we're going into a different discussion that we actually mentioned before a little bit on Daf Memhei. Someone who went out of his tchum b'mezid or medas, he went out of his tchum. Afilu ama achas. That means every person has a tchum. Let's say of a city, he gets the city and 2,000 amas out of the city. He walks out of his 2,000 amas one ama lo yikonis. He cannot go back into the city. He's stuck. He can't. He's stuck in the way he is. He cannot move out of his 4 amas anymore. Too late. Even though his 4 amas is nichlal into the city, he can't go back into the city. That's the Tanakh Kama says. Rav Eliezer Omer, it depends. Shtayim Yikonis, Shalosh Yikonis. Rav Eliezer's shita is that every 4 amas a person has, he stands in the middle and he has 2 amas each direction. So if you went out 2 amas, your 4 amas is still nichla in the 2,000, it's still like muvla is the word that the Gemara used before, it's still swallowed up in the 2,000 amas of the city. So you're still allowed to walk into the city. Shalosh Yikonis, 3 you can't go out. So it's Mechlokes Tanakama and Rav Eliezer. And the Gemara says before, that a makom mitzvah, if you went out and makom mitzvah, then even Rabbanan agreed that if you're within four amos and you move, you go back in. So that's what Rashi speaks out here. Mishi yosel chosat chum b'meizin medash shloil shem mitzvah, because mitzvah would be avlas truman. So kapana, we have a machlekes here. We say avlas truman when your four amos is muvla in the 2,000 amos of the city. Om Rav Chanina, what about a case like this? Ragle achas secha tchum, ragle achas chosat tchum. You started walking towards the end of the tchum, all of a sudden you chapt, you're out of the tchum, and you look, one foot's in the tchum, and one foot's out of the tchum. Could you go back in or not? Rav Chanina is mechadish lo yikonis. You cannot go back into your tchum, why not? The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, in toshuv mishabes raglecha, that you should watch your feet, be showing mishabes on your feet, and raglecha chsiv, it's Lashon, it says Toshav Shabbos Raglecha is the way we read it, which is Lashon Rabim, but it's read, the Ksiv is Raglecha, one foot. Even one foot you have to keep Shabbos for. And you can't, if we go one foot out of Tchum, you can't go back in. Even though it's one foot. We learn from the Pasuk, Lashon Yachid Raglecha. For the Gemara, Hekar Rav Chanina says something like that, but the price is not like that. V'atanya, Ragle Achas Secha Tchum, Ragle Achas Chos Tchum. One foot out of the tchum and one foot in the tchum, you kanes. The Brayis says you couldn't go back in. So it's steer to Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina says that's a different mandiyama. How many acherim here? That's a mandiyama acherim. It's a different tana. The tanya acherim, why acherim say lemakom shiruba hu niskar. If roiv of your body is in the tchum, it's considered you didn't go out of the tchum yet. You go past roiv of your body, and if only one foot is out, roiv of your body is still inside the tchum. So since roiv of your body is still inside the tchum, you go basi roiv your body, and it's not considered you left the tchum. So it comes out through the first lashon, it's close to Rav Chanina and the Acherim. Rav Chanina learns it from the pasuk that even one foot out, you can't go back in. And the Braisa says, no, you go basi roiv, then one foot out, you still can go back in.
Raglecha is 2 feet or 2 feet?
2 feet. 2 feet. They're saying Raglecha 2 feet, and Raglecha is 1 foot. And they're saying the ksiv is Raglecha is 1 foot. Yeah. So Ikadamri, Om Rav Chanina, Ragla achas echa tchum, ragla achas echa tchum. This version of Rechni will be the opposite. Ragla achas besech tchum, ragla achas echa tchum. One foot, only one foot out of the tchum. You can't see. Let it go in. The chsiv, mtosh b'shabas raglecha. Raglecha, Karina. You read it, loshen rabim, raglecha. So only if both your feet are out, you can't go back in. One foot out, you could go back in. Reading about Akasha, about Tanya, we have a brayis, then brayis, lo yikonis. It says you shouldn't go back in, even with one foot. The Gemara answers that hu, Rav Chanina, the omaka acherim. The Tanya Lamakam Shruba in this guy. Rav Chanina is going like a chayim would say, you go by the roiv of your guf. And it would come out fizeh that it's not really, this is really a time of the kra. Because Rav Chanina said he has a pasuk that raglecha is the reason why you need both feet out to be a problem. And a chayim said the reason is out's roiv. And we're saying he holds like the chayim. So we're saying there must be time of the kra. The reason the pasuk says that dafka raglecha is a problem, of both feet is a problem, because you always go by the roiv. And therefore, if roiv of your guf is still inside, you could go back into your tchum. So that's the first gemara here that's talking about 1 foot out and two lashonis. And we pass like a chanina, second rav chanina taka, that if 1 foot out, you still let it go back in until both feet go out. So the Mishnah, the Maravite, explains the next part of the Mishnah. If you go out 2 amas out of your tchum of 2,000 amas, you cannot go back into your tchum, but 3, you could go back into your tchum, but 3, you can't go back in. 2 amas, you could go back in, 3, you can't go back in. For anything more about Tanya, I learned in the Brayso, so Rav Eliezer Omer, achas yikonis, shtayim lo yikonis. We have a Brayso, Rav Eliezer says something else. Says, achas yikonis, shtayim lo yikonis. 1 foot out, you go back into your tchum. Two amas out, these are amas. 2 amas out, lo yikonis, you can't go again. Our mission is 2 amas, you could go again. Here's 2 amas, you can't. So we're lo yikasha. Hod oka chod of a kamatarti, hod oka tarti of a kamatlas. If you picture going out, you have 4 amas, there's 4 boxes. Box number 1 is 1 ama, 2, 3, 4. If he's standing in box number 2, so he's within two amas of the city, go back in. If he's standing in box number 3, so then he can't go in because he's 2 amas out. So when it says one place is shtayim yikoneh, shtayim lo yikoneh, it depends what shtayim mean. You're standing in the shtayim or you went out of the shtayim. We'll see it in some one time. Lo yikasha, hod oka chod of a kamatarati, he left ama number 1 and standing number 2. That's the case for yikoneh, he could go back in. Hod oka tarati of a kamatlas, when you left the 2 and you were in the 3, then you cannot go back in. Another bryce. If I tanya lo zayimer, I feel like I'm achas lo yikonis. Even go out 1 am lo yikonis. So what do you do with that? That's mamash shtirut the Rav Eliezer. The Gemara answers, Kitanya hi lemoideid. That's a whole different case, where someone is measuring his. So according to Rashi, the case is like this, that he was out of his tchum before Shabbos, and he lands up somewhere, and the next morning he wakes up, he's close to the city. So he's measuring towards the city. So here, even if he's one amma out of the tchum, then he was not kind of shvisa in his city. There, one amma, the only time it helps with law is tchum is if he has his shvisa of a city, and then he leaves, so it's 4 amma is a nichla in the city. But before Shabbos, he was kind of shvisa somewhere, and he wakes up in the morning and sees that he's within one amma of the 2,000 ammas of a city, that he never was there, then he can go in. The Tanaim, we learned even more. That says in the Mishnah, Let's say someone has 2,000 amas and it stops in the middle of a ma'ara. A ma'ara has mechitzas. He still can't go further than that. Because the only time mechitzas work is if he shaves those mechitzas. But let's say you're in the desert and you can't get 2,000 amas and it lands in the middle of a ma'ara, middle of a cave. Could you walk the whole cave? No, you only walked up 2,000 amas. You can't go further than that. So the loch is that if you're not kind of shvisa somewhere, lo yikonis even one extra amma. So when it says, means that even if you're one amma away from your tchum, you cannot go in because it's not your tchum, and even though it's one amma. The only time we say avlas tchum is if you're kind of shvisa somewhere, and then you left the place and you're within 4 ammas, so then your tchum and amma loves in each other, then it go in. That's the only time Allah holds you go in. Okay, last Mishnah of the parak. Misha hichshe chutz l'tchum. Fila am achas lo yikones. A similar case to like we just said. Someone who was hichshe chutz l'tchum, he's baba derech, and he was hichshe out of the tchum. The halacha is, even one amma, he can't go in. He can't go into his tchum. And we said, there's nothing to Rav Lahu's tchum in this. Rav Shimon Omer, a fila chomesh esrei amos yikones. Even if you're within 15 amas of the city, of the tchum of the city, you go in. Why? When they measure the tchum of the city, they put up the signs, the 2,000 amas signs, it's not exact because of the ta'im. And the Gemara says, Tana pre ta'ya mida, because the people make a mistake in the mida. Now, what does that mean? Rashi has two pshatim. Pshat number one is like this, that since people, when they're walking out of the city, they don't look at the signs so good. And they might walk past the 2,000 amas. So therefore, they make purposely the signs a little like 15 amas or so before the end of the tchum. And Rashi is lavdak with exact 15 amas, but 15 amas or so. So someone is walking and he's within 15 amas of the signs, it means he's in the tchum of the city. Because they never put those signs exact. They always leave like a buffer zone of 15 amas in between so you can walk in. That's one pshat toya mida, means the people walking out of the city, they don't never put the sign exact at the end because they don't want people to make a mistake. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two is that when they measure tchumen, the way they measure is with a 50 amma rope. So 2,000 amma is measured with 40-50 amma ropes. Now, when they measure 50 amma rope, the people holding it, the part they're holding it, for some reason doesn't get counted. And really, that's missing. That's the part that two people holding the ropes, that part gets lost in the shuffle when they're counting it. So the missing, every person's achiza is a tefach and a half etzba. That's how much our achiza is. If you figure it out, it's 40 ropes with times 2 is 80 times 80 tefachim and 80 times half etzba, which is 40 etzba. 40 etzba is another 10 tefachim. Altogether, it's off by 90 tefachim when they measure it. 90 tefachim is 15 amas. So it's exactly 15 amas when they measure. It's always off by 15 amas because when they measure it, they're holding onto the ropes and that part where they're holding is not being counted. Therefore, it's always 15 amas off every time you measure 2,000 amas. Therefore, they can walk in 15 amas. And that's the halacha. They can walk in, if with the 15 amas of the city, they can go into the city. Ad kan the parak, hadna halach misha etziu ubli neda. Those are finished.